There are many lessons learned after a city plays host to a huge international event like the Olympic Games. There are takeaways about preparation, local pride, urban development, crime, and safety. Here in Atlanta, one man learned a pretty hard lesson at the personal level before the 96 Summer Games even began.
Our directive was make this attractive to kids, and we went after play and playfulness and realized that when adults play, they play mean.
That's John Ryan. Today, he's the animation director and owner of Dagnabbit Animation. In 1996, he made headlines as the creative designer of What Is It?, also known as Izzy, the mascot for the 96 Games. John won the honor in a competition and was taken by surprise by the Izzy backlash. Producer Linda Chen recently caught up with him to ask about how he came up with the character design and how the legacy of Izzy still haunts him 20 years later.
Well, I think the exploration was basically digging deep into, you know, what is Atlanta, what is, you know, how do you encapsulate that, what comes to mind, and that was a difficulty because in terms of turning something into a mascot, we started to see the same sorts of things coming up. We were seeing possums, peanuts, peaches, pecans, everything starting with the letter P, including Phoenix. But it all started to seem like it was somehow disassociated from Atlanta. So the exploration of the What Is It character was more, how would we infuse this with something that points to the technology that is exciting, starting to happen in the early 90s in Atlanta. Chrome surfaces with a bluish cast and essentially the teardrop shape that you're familiar with. And it was designed to be basic so that it would be something that kids would find easy to play with. He took the rings, the five rings, and cast them as, you know, his tailpipe has three of the rings and eyebrows are circled with two of the rings. So it has that kind of incorporating these familiar emblems in his character that shows kids, you know, I'm ready to play here. This is, you have permission to play. So our team, a very bright and capable team, created this 3-minute piece for the debut in Barcelona. It was shown to press, never was shown to public, but it was a very competent little piece, and it spoke to the kind of vision that we had for the character. And we were, within the first 2 years, working towards making that happen. And then we had a meeting with ACOG, the Atlanta Committee for the Olympic Games, where they marched in with a portfolio of sketches that somebody's nephew had done and said, this is going to be the look. Live with it. Sorry, guys, but here we go. And we were at that point where we had already committed a lot of hours and we had a really strong talent pool ready to do some things that we were excited about. And it was one of those moments where you realize, you know, we've kind of been under the heel of what amounts to a classic client from hell, and now they're taking their foot off our neck and saying we're going with this vision. So at first there was this, well, how could they do that? And then there was a great sigh of relief. And suddenly it was someone else's problem. We could go on with our lives, because the initial 2 years were pretty brutal. And it was interesting to be in the background now and watching your kid go off and he's going on to college. He grew a nose. Who knew? So it was a very odd thing to, you know, I'm still credited as the designer, but I don't recognize the end result. It's not something that was of my hand, although it has, you know, certain vestiges of the original design intact. And I would keep seeing it. I'm traveling all over the country and traveling the world and seeing little Izzy tchotchkes on people's desks and going, okay, this is not how I saw my legacy, but not going to put it on my headstone, but okay, this is how this works.
John Ryan is the animation director and owner of Dagnabbit Animation and the creator of the Atlanta Olympics mascot, Izzy.